Hi, I'm Lisette Rodriguez.
And I'm Jeremiah Rodriguez.
And this is
Speaking Life Podcast, where we're inspiring hearts
and transforming minds.
All right, so today's topic, we're talking about reset and rise, transforming setbacks into comebacks.
All right.
Now, the thing I can think about is when I tore my ACL. That was in college. I did it playing basketball. First of all, let me tell you, I thought I broke my leg. That's how bad it hurts.
I remember.
Why is this so funny?
Because you're laughing, so I'm laughing. No,
I'm laughing because you started smirking. What's so funny about
because
that?
Because I remember when that happened.
Yeah. So it's funny?
Well, no, it was. It's not that it was funny. It's just, yeah.
The disrespect. Anyway, I tore my ACL. That was a terrible time. And then I remember that whole summer.
For me too.
What do you mean for you too?
I had to take care of you.
Oh, you did bathe me a few times. And then you used dad's good product cologne.
Yeah, remember?
Oh, man. He would come home and be like, why are you using my clone, Liz?
He would come home and be like,
that's my expensive cologne, Liz.
Liz. I know you're not using my cologne on Jeremiah.
And I would just sit there and smile like.
Hiding it from me.
Yeah, that's right. And you would always find
it. You
would always find it.
I'm over here like. Searching all the drawers, like, we're gonna do this again. He would walk to the door.
He'd be like, go right home from work. That was so funny. I'm like, hey, Dad, I smell good, don't I?
Oh my God.
That was a terrible time. But remember, you know what? It was just even worse about that time was one, it was summer, right? And then two, it was Becca's Sweet 16. So you were like, you ain't getting surgery until you're done.
I made him hold off.
Yeah.
We needed you for pictures.
That's true. So I tore my ACL and then I partially tore my meniscus. So when I got surgery, they replaced my ACL and they shaved down my meniscus. So I wasn't weight bearing for like 6 weeks. So 6 weeks, I was just caked up, laid up, whatever you want to be, you know, trying to take painkillers, but I didn't like that. So I just stopped with that altogether, just dealt with the pain. And then I went to physical therapy the entire time up until the Sweet 16. I just couldn't move. I just couldn't do any side movements too quickly because then it was over for me.
I was just like, stand still, take the picture, and that's it. Just rest. Rest. That's all I kept on telling him, rest.
And I learned you can actually live without ACL. As long as you're not trying to play any sports or do any quick movements, right, you can actually live without it.
Who was going to do that at your age back then?
No. That was
who
never
was
happening.
Doing that?
That was never happening.
Exactly.
But I say, nevertheless, right? I was working out. I mean, I was going to physical therapy, so they would always have me do these different exercises to rehabilitate my leg.
Strengthen it, right?
Strengthen it. So once they gave me the green light to go to the gym, I was ready.
And I was scared.
I went because I didn't want to have fear settle in. Because
I know.
A lot of people get an injury and then they were like, oh, I hurt myself in this area, so I don't want to. I was like, nah, bump that. We're going to go right into this thing. As long as you tell me I'm good. And they had me squatting at physical therapy. So I was like, okay, mm-hmm. Cool. Like, I'm good, right? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, all right, bet. I'm doing it today. So I just did it, and then setback became a comeback. I went right back into the gym. I think I lost like 20, 30 pounds.
Right off rim. I was afraid every time you walked out the house of you getting hurt again.
Well, it is what it is. Well, boys will be boys, right?
But mothers will be mothers.
But it was nice because I got to like reset. What does that mean? Like I got to just chill and just really come back down to earth and really have my time with God during that time period. I remember that vividly because I had no choice. I wasn't going anywhere. Like I was just doing whatever at home. So like I had more than enough time to get to know God on another level. And that's sure enough, that's what I did. Because I had nothing but time on my hands, nothing but time. And I remember, I would do that and play video games at the same time. It's the only thing I could do. And then also we lived in a townhouse at the time. So I had to crawl down the stairs to use the bathroom. So I got strong in different areas. Let me tell you. But I didn't go out much. I didn't really go out much. So I had nothing but time. So being in God's presence, getting to know him on another level, that really helped me kind of with the setback, like mentally. Because I think dad was injured at the same time.
Yes. More right? or less around the same time. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. He was messed up at the same time. But like, I know it took a mental toll on him. So I just didn't want it to take a mental toll on me. So I was like, all right, how can I strengthen myself mentally during this time period? How can I do mental exercises instead of, I'm injured. I can't do this. I can't do that. Right. I can't do this. Now, I was trying to make the best of the opportunity. I was being babied. I was being pampered. I was being taken care of. Prada cologne everywhere, baby.
Mind you, he's my firstborn, so of course.
Yeah. She went back to foundational roots. Like, she's taking care of me, wiping me down. I didn't really like the wiping me down part, but you know.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, I guess so. But you should know a lot about Reset because you got a whole, what do you call it, a program? Reset her? A mentorship. There you go. Reset her.
So when I hear the word reset, what I hear is starting all over again.
Yeah.
Right? When you're resetting something, you're not making something brand new, but you're working on something you already have.
Yeah.
You're just going about it a different way. So now that you brought up my mentorship, I started a mentorship last June of 2024, and it's called Reset Her. You can find it on my website, lisetterodriguez.net/mentorship. And what I do is that I love helping women. It's always been a passion of mine for years and years to help women, to empower women, to encourage women to do things that normally they wouldn't do, but they do have the ability to do. So in resetting, what I believe is that I can't add to you more than what God has already done.
Yeah.
Right? So in the beginning of time, God created us uniquely different. He created us as originals. He deposited in each and every one of us everything we were ever going to need because he's sovereign that way, right? So before the foundation of the world, the word of God says that he knew us.
Yeah.
In other words, he knew everything we were going to need and when we were going to need it. So he deposited that all within us. Prime example. So when you go to the book of Genesis and you're reading the story of Adam, there was one part in there that God said, it is not good for man to be alone.
That part.
Right? So he created the woman, but where did he create the woman from?
His rib.
His rib. Meaning what? Adam already had within him everything he was ever going to need.
That's tough. Yeah, that's dope.
So Reset Her is about that. I can't give you more than your divine creator already has.
Yeah.
All I can do is go in and try to pull out, try to extract from you what God has already deposited in you, right? And try to help you see it so that way you can run with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So in the mentorship program, every time we talk about resetting, it's about, listen, you already got what it takes. You already got everything God has deposited in you. You got everything you need. All I want to do is go inside there, cultivate it, and bring it out so that you can be everything God created you to be. Why? Because I need you.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So we talk about that all the time. It's not, you know, only for ourselves, but it's for the benefit of others that are around us. Listen, God created you uniquely, not only to benefit you, but for you to bless everyone that's around you. Mm. So there's somebody out there in need of something.
Yeah.
And you might be their answered prayer.
Come on.
So you're worth resetting. What am I saying? Going back to the beginning and starting all over again in a different manner. Right? To become everything God has created us to be. So in resetting, I think it's important that we do that often. Because if you're doing something in a certain manner and it's not working for you and it's not producing, then wisdom would be to reset.
Sometimes you got to go back to the basic with some things.
Right.
And then going back to the basic, you'll see like the mishaps that you just missed because you think you're so far along that you forgot to go back to the main thing. I think we try to like solve so many big things that when really the really thing that you're meant to solve can be very minute and small. So we make things big when really there can just be small little changes that we had to just twerk. And resetting is not all that bad either. Like I think people get tired or mentally tired when they know they have to reset because they start thinking like, oh, I got to do all this work to get back to this point. Right. So like that's like in the gym. When you know you lost a whole bunch of weight, you feel good about yourself, right. People give you a few compliments, and then you're like, well, I can eat this here, and I can eat this here. And then you just gain all the weight. Yes.
You think they're helping you, but they're not. They're killing you.
Yeah, you gain all the way back. And now you're just like, when you have to start over again, it's like, man, like I was there already. Like I already knew what it took to get there. Now I have to do this all over again.
Right.
People get tired. So that's why they don't ever want to reset. But it can be a hindrance if you decide not to reset.
But I think we need to reset in all aspects. So, you know, you said it, right? The gym. A lot of times I believe we go to the doctors with you know, health issues and problems. And not that I'm knocking doctors because I don't. I believe that God has given them the wisdom that they need to help us.
Yes, for sure.
Right? But I also believe that when God created us, everything we would ever need, as far as our body, as far as healing, he also created it on the earth. There's no way he was going to create us and not what we would ever need to heal us. So sometimes we go to the doctor and the doctor tell us, like, you know, oh, you have high cholesterol, start taking Pravastatin or start taking this or start, you know, I would rather reset, go back to the beginning, like high cholesterol. Okay. So what are the foods that I'm intaking that are going to add on to my high cholesterol?
Yeah.
What are the foods that I can start eating that help lower my cholesterol? You know what I mean? So I'd rather reset, but there's some people that rather just take the medication, take the pill. Why? Because it's a quick fix. If I can have a quick fix, then I don't need to reset. And the power is really not in the pill. The power is in the resetting.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Quote that. That's good. That's fire right there.
The power is in the resetting, but that's the problem. We don't want to put in the work that it takes to reset.
Because we understand the work that it's going to take. So it's just like, I already put the effort again. I got to do it double. So I was like, I'm going to show my age a little bit. You know, with Super Nintendo back,
he's so old.
Yeah, it's Super Nintendo, right? So they didn't really, you couldn't really save anything on a Super Nintendo, really. So I remember we would play this Lion, me, Vanessa, and Leah would play this Lion King game. And like, if we, she's stressing out over there. If we messed up, you had, it didn't matter how far you got, you had to start all over again. So then you just, you try again, and then you try again, and you just, you know what? I'm done. I'm over. And I was actually talking to Vanessa about a game that we play. And I was like, yo, there's this one part and I can't beat it. It's getting me tight. Like I'm trying it over and over again. And I'm giving the same effort. I'm just done. I'm spent. And then last night I went to go play the game. And I remember I was at a certain part, but it took me back a few steps. I was like, what are we doing here? Like, I'm playing a PS5. This should not be happening.
The game is telling you need to reset.
No. But that's the wrong type of resetting. You don't do that. I already know. But even then, I knew mentally, I was like, I put all this work in to get to that one point. Even though I wasn't far off, I was like, I already put that work in. Why am I got to do it again? But I accepted. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it again. Because guess what? In order for you to get back to the point, you have to accept the challenge anyway.
That part.
You have to accept it and just get back to the point. Because you're not going to be able to jumpstart back to that point.
Right.
Obviously, there's a reset button for a reason. Sometimes you genuinely need to reset and relax.
But you see, you proved my point.
Yeah.
It's not only resetting in one area, but it's in every area. So, you know, whether it's going to the doctor, whether it's that's really a mind game.
Yeah, it's a mind game. But still, it's still the effort. Think about reading a book, right? Reading a book, mind game. But people don't want to do it because what? Effort. Writing in a journal, mind game. But people don't want to do it because of effort. Reading the Bible, mind game. I mean, it's an answer to all your problems, but people don't want to do it because of effort.
So what we're saying is that they want the end product without having to
do the work,
right? To reset.
Yeah.
But it's necessary to reset. Reset is one of, resetting yourself is the greatest thing you can do for yourself in all aspects of life.
Facts.
In all aspects, whether it's going to the gym, whether it's the mind, the emotional state, whether it's physically, whether it's what you're eating, resetting in all aspects of life is necessary.
Absolutely, it is.
It's for necessary sure. for growth and for your betterment. Yeah. So it's not even about, you know, not wanting to put in the work, but if you're not wanting to put in the work, it's probably because you don't see the value in what you're going to obtain after you have reset.
I think I said, I was rewatching the Young Adult Service, and I said, because most of the time we don't see the value, we don't have action. And because we have no action, there's no blessing. And because there's no blessing, now you hate me. I thought that was such a bar, but it's true, right? Because we don't see the value in what God's trying to teach us. We don't step forward in the action. And because there's no action, you don't see the blessing that you're praying for. And because you don't see the blessing, now you're tight with God for no reason, which is all your fault. Right. You never took the step. Like God has, at least like you said, God programmed in you everything that you needed.
Ever.
But the reason you're not seeing it is because you're not tapping into what you need. Like people are just afraid to go out and step out. Like you have to take the steps. There has to be action in order to get required for you to get that blessing. There's no action. You can't see blessing. That's like saying, oh yeah, I'm gonna get a six pack. Okay, how? You're not even stepping into a gym. You're not even going on the web searching like your nutrition count or how you're going to eat, how healthy, what whole foods versus garbage foods. Like, you're not doing any of the work. So how are you getting there?
Because the reality is that in order for that to happen, when we're talking about the gym, we first have to reset our mind.
Yeah, that part.
So if I'm ever determined to lose another 5 pounds, another 10 pounds, another 20 pounds, whatever, I have to convince my mind. In other words, the reset has to take place in my mind before my body will ever go there.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I cannot wake up on a Monday morning and say, I'm going to go to the gym today and this is what I'm going to start doing. No, it has to have been playing in my mind for the last few days. Like, hey, this is what needs to take place in order to achieve this.
Yeah.
This is what needs to take place in order to achieve this. So what am I doing? I'm resetting the way I think. Because again, as Proverbs says, right, as a man thinketh, so is he. So I got to reset the way I think, which means I'm resetting the way I see things or resetting the way I want to see things, right? That will cause me then to take the steps to actually reset.
Yeah.
Right. So if I ever end up in a gym, on Monday morning, it's because for the last few days, my mind has been pondering.
Yeah.
This is what needs to take place because this is what I want. This is what needs to take place because this is the result I'm looking for. This is what needs to take place. So as that continues to play in your mind and your mind grasps a hold of it and resets.
Yeah.
Then you have the ability to move forward and do exactly what you got to do, especially at the gym. But let's talk about faith, right? In order for me to achieve something, the Bible's full of promises. The Bible is full of promises, not only for me, for you, for everybody. Right?
Yeah.
The Bible's full of promises for everybody. The reality is we need to reset the way our thinking, which is why my man Paul said, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's necessary for us to renew our mind daily. Why? It's not that the promises are false. It's not that it's a lie.
Yeah.
But it all starts in your mind. You need to reset in order for you to be able to grasp onto the very promise that was spoken so that you can obtain it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's facts.
Anyone, you know, that ever goes for the Olympics.
It's a mindset thing.
It's a mindset.
But you got to die. You got to get dialed in, like really in your mind. And just at any point, like even if you go, like, let's go back to the gym, right? Like legs, I know for legs, for some people, is the worst thing to do possible. So they don't want to do it. Why? Because your bottom half requires more effort. Right. So like, if I can give you a play by play, I'll scroll to the gym and I know I have legs. I'm like, I'll sit and ponder out there for 5 minutes. I'll go into the gym, talk to my people at the counter, and I'll be like, yeah, I really don't want to do this right now. I ain't going front, blah, blah. I'll go get changed. But then when I get my body moving and I put that worship music on, because that's what I do first. I'll go on the treadmill for 15 minutes, listen to worship music. I'm getting my mind right.
Right. You're resetting.
I'm resetting even though I do not want to. And I think that's the most important part. Even if you don't want to, in spite of, will you still do it?
Right.
Right. So like, I know I don't want to. I have to reset my mind. I have to renew my mind. And once I'm like halfway through the workout, I'm like, yo, we in here. Like, let's get this work. I'm ready to keep crushing. Because your strength, your foundation makes everything else strong. Just like a physical building. The building is just as strong as its foundation. If its foundation's weak, your upper half is going to be weak.
Right.
So your strength actually all comes from your legs. So I understand if I want longevity, I need to work my lower half. Like, it's an essential thing. I don't want to look like Johnny Bravo where I'm big up top and like scrawny legs. I've seen people like that. No shade. But it's just like, that's not what I want to be. You know what I'm saying? No shade. I just don't want to be that. It's just like, dog, work on your legs, please. Now, granted, there are some people who have genetic problems as far as like their legs just can't grow. Like, I've seen that before and they work hard, but it is what it is. But like, you need to get your mind right in that aspect. Like, really, so that way you just can go another gear. Go another length. But yeah, we got to reset our mind in that aspect. But like, even if you don't, I brought it up last episode. Jesus said, again, God, if you're willing to take this cup from me, please. My flesh is weak, but my spirit is willing. He's bearing the weight of all the sins of the world. But he's saying, in spite of, I'm still going to die for you guys. Like, I know this is what I'm destined to do. Even though I don't feel like doing it, I did nothing wrong. I'm perfect. I'm going to die for you because I love you that much in spite of. And I think God's looking for people who will look at things in spite of. Right.
I think all of us at one point or another, perhaps multiple times, have been at a place where we don't want to reset.
Yeah.
But we know it's necessary. So we're fighting the inevitable. right? We're fighting against the very thing that's going to help us take us to our next. So, you know, it's necessary for us to understand that resetting is a blessing, although it costs us something.
Yeah.
And I think that's the part, the costing, the paying the price to be able to reset. Because it's basically saying, I have to start all over again. And we don't like starting all over again.
No.
That is our problem. No. So we can fail and we rather get up and fake the funk than say, you know what? We fell. We failed. Let's restart. Let's do this all over again.
You know, it's funny, Pastor Jerry Flowers, and I think I said this once before, and possibly in church, Pastor Jerry Flowers said, we hate being freshmen again, right? And he was saying, we hate to, you know, we're seniors on campus, we're the big dogs on campus, but when you have to be a freshman in college again, you're starting all over, right? But what is the difference between 1 and 11? 11 is just 1 on another level. Like 21 is just 1 on another level. You, in order to get to another level, sometimes it requires you to restart and be a freshman again.
I remember that, you know, one of my mentors told me this, said, you know, you must remain teachable.
That's part.
No matter how great you become, you must remain teachable.
Yeah.
And in order for me to be teachable, I have to have the ability to reset.
Yeah, absolutely.
You cannot be teachable and not have the ability to reset. If you're a teachable individual, that means you have the ability to be reset, because there are going to be other people that are higher than you, that know more than you, that have experienced more than you. And if you're looking to glean or to learn from them, then you have to have the ability to reset. What is that saying? I don't know everything and I'm not perfect, but I'm willing to give it another go. I'm willing to give it another try.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? So in resetting, it's necessary for those that want to grow, that want to excel, that want to achieve, that want to get to another level. Resetting is imperative. There's no moving forward without resetting.
Yeah, you got to reset. Sometimes it just requires it. Certain situations just genuinely require it.
For real. For real.
And it allows you, like, it really allows you to, because obviously we carry a lot of things. We learn a lot of things over time period. But some of those things may be wrong. Some of those, or you may come into somebody else who can teach you a better way to do things. So at that point, by you resetting, what you're saying is I can unlearn certain things so I can make room to relearn new things. So that way I can better myself. And I think a lot of people are stuck in those, you know, they say old school people. They have the old school mindset.
Mentality.
And, yeah, mentality. There you go. They won't change. All right, you're not, what you're saying is I'm not willing to adapt.
Right.
And that requires you to reset. And that's why most old heads won't do it, because now I have to reset and relearn this whole thing when I was doing it this way for this long period of time.
And even, like I say this all the time, you know, the best university you'll ever go to is the University of Failure. But when you get to the University of Failure, even when you didn't sign up, because that's the problem, we don't even sign up, but we end up graduating, you know, top of our class in the University of doctorates, right? At the University of Failure. But the reality is, when you graduate from the University of Failure, what needs to happen next is the resetting of the mind.
That's it. That's it, Mom.
Because if not, you're going to remain a failure. In order for you to change or transition from one point to another, you have to reset.
Yeah.
Even when we're driving in a car, if you take a wrong turn, what does the GPS say? Recalculating.
Yeah, resetting.
Resetting.
Resetting, yeah.
Right? So in life, we are going to take wrong turns. It's inevitable.
Yeah.
We're not perfect beings. We're going to take wrong turns. But it's okay as long as we're in a place where we say, you know what? I'm okay with resetting.
Yeah,
and even if you're not okay with resetting, but allow yourself to reset anyway. You know how many people, you know, have said, oh, you know, you need to do this, you need to do that. I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Until I'm able to actually see it. And I'm like, I guess I'm doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. That part. That's me on people.
Yeah. Listen.
Oh, it's me on people. So.
But even, you know, my mentors that are in my life, you know, and that's the one thing that even my pastor has always says, Liz, you must remain teachable.
Yeah.
The day you don't remain teachable is the day you're going to die at your present location. Why? Because in order for you to continue to grow, you must reset.
Yeah. Yeah.
You must reset, you know, and sometimes resetting is almost like pruning, cutting things off that are not working for you so that you can grow at other levels.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So resetting is part of life. And even in my leadership, I'll always ask them, even when things went great or things went bad, I'll ask them, what could we have done better?
Yeah.
What am I doing? I'm trying to reset their mindset, right? I'm trying to reset the way of thinking.
Yeah.
Trying to take them back to the beginning. Like, okay, let's think this through, right? Because when I'm asking you to think about something, you have to think things through.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to go from the beginning. And
from the beginning.
And go step by step. What went right and what went wrong? And you'll only do that by going back to the beginning.
Right. So
that's it.
That is why it's crucial that we all are okay with resetting our way of thinking, our way of doing things, our way of life, period.
Yeah.
Which, going back to my mentorship, that's why I am so passionate about helping other women, empowering other women, encouraging other women. Shout out to Reset Her. Hmm. We have a great group of women. And like I said, I started the mentorship last June of 2024. And to see the growth in these women, and they'll tell me straight out, Pastor Liz, I hate this part of the program. Yet, they have yielded so many benefits.
That's the whole point. That's the whole point.
Because I've taught them, listen, you don't have to like it. You can be very honest. And they'll tell me, Pastor, I don't like this part of the mentorship where you're asking me to look in the mirror. I don't like this part of the mentorship where you're actually challenging me. But I do like what it's producing. You see? So they don't like it.
There's no growth and comfort.
But they like what it's producing.
Exactly.
So what am I saying? Resetting, I get it. It's not easy. It's not comfortable. It's challenging. Sometimes it's downright frustrating, but it's what we need in order for us to continue to grow and continue to move forward. So listen, if you're a woman out there and you're looking for a mentor or a mentorship program, or someone that's going to challenge you and hold you accountable, I ask you to go on my website, lisetterodriguez.net/mentorship, and join today. You can join on any given day of the week. I would love to be able to help you succeed into your next by resetting your mind.
And any men out there, I don't got a reset program. But if there's any way I can serve you, I'll do so. Whether it be a phone call, a talk, or text, whatever it may be, I'm here to meet you exactly where you're at. So that way we can build upon that foundation. All right. So listen, like I always say, if you like the episode, share with your cousins, your cousin second removed. All right. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. Make sure you hit that notification bell on Spotify, all podcast platforms. And again, shout out to our producer. You can reach her on her handle at Vanessa Films. She's phenomenal. And this would not be happening if she wasn't a part of it. So again, we love y'all. Y'all have a blessed one.
Don't forget to reset.